We argue that both Nauru and Manus Island detention centers are black sites, and they have in common these characteristics of black sites, such as Guantanamo. The features that we identify as characterizing black sites, firstly, they are set outside the territorial limits of the state that has responsibility for these places. This enables the government to deny responsibility for what is actually happening in these places. So we had Senator Brandis, for example, saying that the government of Australia doesn't detain anyone in Nauru or Manus Island, that the detaining is done by those governments. Secondly, you have a whole range of actors, including private contractors. In our case, we have Wilson Security, Transfield, Circle. You have local employees, you have expatriate employees, you have the Department of Immigration and Border Protection. So you have a range of actors, which again enables ultimate accountability to be disclaimed or distanced. Thirdly, these black sites are characterized by secrecy, so that you have punitive measures in place, for example, through the recent Border Force Act, that criminalize health professionals or educational professionals from disclosing what has happened in these centers. And you also have prohibitive fees and other restrictions that make it difficult for journalists to enter these sites.
You're saying a threshold has been crossed and that the two Pacific sites are now treating asylum seekers as terrorists. What evidence do you have of that the line has been crossed?
When we heard last week about the case of a young woman who had been raped and who was in a catatonic state, she had been in that state for weeks, and it was only when she was seen to be on the point of organ failure, kidney failure, that she was airlifted to Australia. She was brought to Australia Thursday night, and she has been held incommunicado since then. She has not been able to meet with any independent sources. We don't know her state. But the fact that we had to wait until she was on the point of organ failure rang a bell with us of the torture memos in the U.S., which explicitly exempt what can be done to an inmate until they reach the point of organ failure. And it's only at the point of organ failure that it can be defined as torture. We have also heard this week that Hamid Kazahi, a young man who was held on Manus Island, was brought to Australia after he had suffered brain failure, and he tragically died after having contracted septicemia.
Of course, information and facts are hard to come by, but mm-hmm. Is it possible that you're making assumptions about things that may turn out not to be true?
Everything that we have relied on has been reported in the public domain. But really, the best way to disprove these allegations is to open these places to scrutiny, to have available independent authorities who can go in there and verify what has happened. And I should also point out that we have had the Moss Review that came out earlier this year that actually has documented many of these cases.
And can you point to us some changes that you may suggest, and do you think the centres in Manus and in Nauru can operate in a way that addresses your concerns?
I think the centres have to be closed. I think that offshore processing has not worked in the sense that it has created a culture of terror and fear